Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you have for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And a beautiful day here in the Sierra Nevadas, Shingle Springs, where I'm at. God darn, I got into my meditation, and I ran a lot longer, and it was a long meditation. I did a chakra meditation, and ran like up till about 9:17, and thank God I left all my computers on in the studio. I just flipped switches, and man, we were up and running. But I normally would go into a second intro. The words are even escaping me today. I normally play a second bit from my enormous stash of audio. But I see so many callers out there. This is going to be one kick-ass show. Let's just call it like it is, kick-ass show. I have good news. Today I completed my mediumship certification. I am certified 100% American medium. So we are ready to go. And we have a full audience already out there. Man, it's a busy day today. Let me go back here. Okay, we're going to try that again. Here we go. Animal Energy Pam is with us. I was going to say something completely nuts there for a minute. Bobo Nell, Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hello, Kathy. I love talking with you today. She talked to me right after I got my certification, so that was cool. Guest 11637, we see you. You're from France. Indigo Seed. An Indigo Seed. Do you get more out of an Indigo Seed? Do they, like, make big plants? I don't know. Leslie. Hello, Leslie Myers Apostolos. I know you. I went to school with you. Let's see, Margaritaville. I was just listening to that song today. That was a good song. We had a margarita night here last year. I think we should do it again. I ended up calling, I got a little bit happy, as Kathy, I think, remembers, and I ended up calling Blog Talk Radio. I was saying Dog Talk Radio. let's see. We've got Mary Lou Who. Mary Lou Who is back. Yeah, you escaped from that Christmasville. It's amazing. Mother Jerry, good to see you. Mountain Diva. Nancy Mum, who's been my partner in crime all day on Facebook. Good to see you, my friend. And Tim Zuhl, the paranormal electronics expert, who I've got to get him on the show. I'm doing interviews, Tim. I have dates open in September. Let me know. We'll put you on. Let's see. We've got that going. Tonight, it's Tag Team Mediumship. It's going to be two experienced mediums, basically in the center ring. It's going to be like wrestling. We're going to bring in readers, people to be read, and then we're going to tag team, and Spirit's going to be in there. So look out. We have a full board tonight. So I'll tell you how we're going to do this. This is pure mediumship now, and this is a kind of a new thing we're doing. So what is happening is we are not going to do regular readings. We are going to talk to dead people. So that's the deal. No psychic readings tonight. So if you're calling in for a psychic reading, ain't going to happen tonight. Sorry, you're going to have to you know, think of somebody in your past that we can read and give us just a little information, and then we'll take it and run from there. And the rules are, don't give us too much information. That's cheating. We have to work our butts off. You're going to make us work for you tonight. So let's see how we do. I am primed and 100% ready to go. I had a great day. We've got Brenda Orr Barnett, my dear friend, who is a very good medium, and she's been on the show before. She's going to be working with me tonight. I'm going to bring her on now, and we'll do the intro. Oh, my God, I have got we've got the most calls we've ever had here tonight. I mean, I swear to God, this is amazing. Okay, here we go. Brenda?
Yes.
Are you here?
I'm here. I'm here.
Hello, my
dear. Can
you
hear me?
Hello, my dear.
Hello.
God, we can hear you. Come in. Come in, Brenda. Come in. This is NBC Studios. We lost you. Yes. Well, hey, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's an honor. I love your show.
Wow.
And I am ready to wrestle with you tonight, John.
Raj, we'll do the tag team thing. You know, I'll get out of the ring. You take it, and then I'll put my hand in. You tap it, and then I'll come in, and we'll take another, you know, we'll just go back and forth here. So. Yeah, so, I mean, I think we should just jump right into this. We've already got a full house. I am watching the two guests who are, just before we get started here, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes. If you don't sign in with a regular ID, I'll have to boot you. Sorry about that, but that's the policy on the show. So just letting you know, I'm being courteous. I'm not grabbing the button and booting them out right off the bat. So we'll just give that a little time. So anyway, I'm going to go in the order of the calls we've got, actually, I probably should have some manners here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, what your proclivities are in mediumship, my friend. I'm sorry, I should have jumped right into that.
Well, I've actually had abilities my whole life, ever since I was a child, and I started actually doing things professionally probably about 15 years ago. But it's been a very slow process. I didn't just start right away. And I actually, I do psychic readings, but I actually prefer doing the medium readings. It's actually where my heart is. I really enjoy talking to dead people.
Same here.
Yeah.
Some are very good friends to me, and I've never even met them in the flesh.
Me too. Me too. And sometimes I prefer talking to them than my people, but that's my own little theory.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been doing it for many, many years, let's just say that.
And you were taking the same course that I won't call it graduated from, but that I just completed. And so we're actually doing this whole mediumship group together.
Right.
You and I are the first two members, and my Carol Nicholson, my teacher, who's going to be on the show, by the way, in the next month. Yeah, she's going to come on, and so you're going to get to actually talk to her ahead of time before your official finish. You'll get to meet her.
That would be awesome.
She said that it would be a really good idea to get at least three. Sometimes three is just a good place to start, and four, ultimately get to four people. And that's a good number to kind of hold at. So if we can get a group together, we're projecting for two more people locally in our area near Sacramento to join us. And we're going to be meeting every other week, starting basically here at my place. You're here at the Broken Tree Ranch. Yes, and there's only one. I have to make a correction, by the way. There's someone in Texas who has taken to on Blog Talk to calling their place the Broken Tree Ranch. I was there first, and we actually have
they?
A ranch. But yes, I actually have a ranch. I'm not living in some suburb of Houston. I'm actually living on a real ranch. We are really country here. I'm just making sure that gets out. We are actually country people, and I am a country boy. Yes, thank God. So anyway. And I've got another guest here. I'm going to give that guest one more minute, and then we'll let him go. But why don't we dive in? I've got about 10 callers. I mean, the boards are lighting up here. We're going to limit it to about, see, we got about an hour 40. So we're going to try to limit it to maybe 5 minutes a caller, and then we'll move on. So I'll go ahead and bring in the 763 caller. And then we have another one out there that's a very unusual number, and I'm not sure what to make of it. I may skip it, but we'll check it out. So here we go. Whoop, that one just dropped off. All right, we'll try the 733. I'm going to try it. 733 caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Pam from Missouri.
Hi, Pam from Missouri.
Hi, everybody in chat.
And they're all making this noise. Yay, Pam from What can we do for you, my friend?
I was wondering if you could speak with my father.
Okay.
Was he a cattle rancher?
There we go.
No.
Did he have anything to do with cows at all? For some reason, I'm seeing cows. I don't know why.
All animals, actually. He was always around horses, and like he liked being around them.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to see past. Was he actually a Western type cowboy type thing? I mean, did he wear like a hat all the time?
Yeah, I'm seeing a hat too.
He did wear a cowboy hat, but he wasn't. A lot of people around here wear cowboy hats because they're country more than cowboy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is it like not your standard cowboy hat? That's the part I'm getting at. Is it wasn't like the regular Western cowboy hat? Was it a little bit different?
No, it was regular. He didn't wear
regular?
It all the time, but it was like a normal cowboy hat here. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He did something with mechanics, though. I'm sorry, John. I'm seeing a lot of mechanical things, like he's working with tools, that kind of thing.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Was he? I see dollar bills all around him. I mean, is this like a dollar? I'm getting money. Was he big into money, like handling money or doing something with money? Was there a financial thing that he was heavily involved in?
No. He was on a fixed income.
What in the heck is it with money?
If I give you the name, or do you not want his name? I'm just wondering if we got the right person.
Does it start with a J?
Sometimes.
No.
Okay.
Let's see.
Boy, I'm just not. I think we're not getting him. Is there a person with a financial background on your mother's side who's passed? Because
on
I'm getting
on my mother's side.
On your mother's side.
Not with no.
I'm striking out on this one. I mean, what do you think?
I keep seeing like cars and tractors and things of that nature that are mechanical. I don't know if like automobiles.
Okay, tractors are him. He was kind of like he just traded stuff. Like he would go buy something from someone's house and then take it to someone else's and sell it to him. Like a jack of all trades kind of a guy.
Did he have a collection of like wind-up tin toys, that kind of thing, like old tin toys?
No, but he did made little wooden wagons.
Okay.
I don't know.
You brought up something. I'm going to return to this money thing. I'm sticking to my guns.
You're
on this
money
thing. Is with this stuff that he did with the trading, he collected lots of stuff then. He was kind of a collector of junk and all sorts of things in between.
Junk, yes.
He did junk.
Junk, yes.
And so he was selling and trading and doing all sorts of things, right?
Constantly.
I mean, that's what
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never put much money on it because he usually lost money, but yes, he did.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if what to make of why I got the money reference, but either that or was money a big thing with him? Was he fixated on it somewhat in life? Was it like a big deal to him, and he was trying to
Well, he always said that he always kind of made fun of people. Like he would say, you know, like all they're about is money, but then that's what he was always seeking was a way to make more money. So.
Well, all I saw was dollar bills. It's not like it was a lot of money. What I was seeing was dollar bills. I mean, I remember, you know, that was the thing that was shown to me. Not $20 bills, not hundreds, dollar bills. So obviously it wasn't a lot. You said the name was what? You started with a C. I thought I heard that.
Carl.
Okay.
Did he have a really, really strong sense of humor? Was he kind of like a practical joker type of character?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And there's something about a watch. I keep getting something about a watch. Did he wear a watch all the time? Possibly like not a real gold watch, but maybe gold-plated?
He had a pocket watch in his overalls.
Okay. That he carried all the time.
I believe so.
Did he have more than one vehicle that he was driving? You know, up to the you know his leaving Earth. I mean, did he have several vehicles kind of at one time, or you know, because I'm getting
always
was I'm getting a Dodge. Was he driving a Dodge truck?
Actually, I think it. I think it was a Dodge truck.
Okay. All right. I'm on him then.
Okay.
Does he have a brother?
Yeah, several.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm getting the name Frank. He's talking about Frank.
No, Frank.
Is there
no.
A Frank?
No.
Is there a friend? Is there a friend Frank or somebody he would have grown up with? I mean, I'm getting a male contemporary.
What about someone with the name of Fred?
Well, I'm sticking with Frank. I'm very solid on Frank. I'm sticking to my guns on this. He's talking about Frank. Did he serve in the military, your father?
My dad did, yeah.
I would let's say this. I'm feeling that this is a military connection, that, and I think that this Frank is actually on the other side with him. So you may want to find out. Yeah, what I'm thinking is that this person is with him there, and he's just bringing up, hey, yeah, I'm with Frank. And so you may want to check into this military background, because I have a feeling you may find, you know, Frank there, you know, in some of the pictures.
He never talked about it, so I really wouldn't know.
Yeah, so you may want to see if you can look up anything you can about, you know, whoever might remember, or, you know, buddies that you know, may still be alive. But I do feel that you had that connection there, and it was something that meant something to him. So, okay, well, I think we're pretty connected. We've got a bunch of callers in, but thank you for dialing in there.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Pam. All right, I think we had a good start.
I think so, too.
Stuff there. Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what. Let's leap right into the next one. Okay. You're going to go in first again. I'm sending you in first and see how badly mauled you come out on this one.
Me? Oh, thanks.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go. 818 caller. You're next. And then I actually have two 818 callers. A 916. Oh, that's you. That's my medium friend.
Yes,
23 Dynasty. Mary Lou Who. 715, and then I've got an unidentified, probably a Skype caller. So we're going to take the 818 caller. Here we go. And you are on 818 with the 438 prefix. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name's Ebony. I'm calling from California.
Your name is Ebony? Okay,
uh-huh.
Before you came on the line, I saw the color black, so that's kind of strange.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, Ebony, what can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to see if you guys could bring in Darnell Haley, and if he doesn't come through, whoever else on the other side wants to come through with the message, but Darnell, if you can get him, if he's still set forward.
Haley.
Was he a police officer or in some branch of law enforcement?
He wasn't.
Okay. I'm seeing a law enforcement connection for some reason.
he was shot. Well, I don't give you any information, so I won't. But no, he wasn't in law enforcement, no.
Okay.
Huh.
Did he ride a motorcycle?
Not that I know of. No,
okay.
I'm going to say no.
He's been passed some time. This is not a fresh event. I mean, we're talking, you know, more than 1 year. I mean, he's been gone several, I'm going to go 3 to 5 years.
Okay, this might not be Darnell that you're picking up in, probably, because Darnell, it was somewhat recent.
It was somewhat recent, so I...
Was he in the age group of, like, late 20s to early 30s?
Mid-20s.
Mid-20s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have a child?
He doesn't.
Okay.
All right. What I'm going to say what I'm getting, because obviously he's not coming through, someone else is, and what I'm getting is, again, mother's side, woman. This is a woman coming through on the mother's side, and there's a dog at her feet, a dog on the other side at her feet.
Mm.
And this is a whitish-colored dog, medium-sized dog, and
okay.
She's coming through with this animal with her.
Okay.
C, the name C. I'm not sure if it's a dog or her, but I'm getting the name starting with a C. Carissa? I'm just gonna say Carissa or something like a Carissa name is
okay.
Coming through. And this person is past, I'm getting a big 2-0, 20 years. I mean,
okay.
This is going back a ways. This is somebody that, do you have an aunt on your mom's side? Do you have an aunt there?
I do. Yeah, they're all living though. The aunt's my mom's side.
Okay.
Your
I'm being referred to it. Go ahead.
Your friend Darnell, was this an unsolved crime?
It is kind of weird. They ended up solving it. Sort of the person that they suspected that shot him, SWAT team went
okay.
over to the place to get him out. He wouldn't come, and they just ended up shooting him.
Okay, see, that was the law enforcement that I was getting, is that there were police officers involved.
Right.
Did he know the person that shot him?
I don't know if he knew them personally. The person shot... Well, I don't want to give this information. I don't know if he knew him personally.
Okay. Was this your brother by any chance?
No.
Okay. But someone that you were very close to.
It's weird. I became close to him, I want to say, after his transition. I only met him like 1.5 times when he was physical, but after his transition, I think there's been messages that he's been trying to communicate to me.
Well,
I'm getting
through dreams and music and other kind of synchronistic events that seem to kind of happen surrounding him.
That makes sense. That's a common mechanism that they would do. What do you think the reason you've been picked is? Obviously there was some impression made here with, you know, even in that brief meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very curious.
Yeah, and I'm just as curious too. As a matter of fact, my aunt is friends with his family, and I've been going down to Pomona, California, to kind of visit his family, and still, he's kind of like a family friend. So I've always kind of been around them a lot, and then just kind of met him in the mix of just kind of going down there and being around his family. He kind of showed up to a birthday party, and I didn't think much of him. I liked him. I liked his personality. And that was probably, I don't know, 3.5-4 years ago. And then I hear that he was shot. And kind of ever since then, I think the communication kind of started up.
So you met him 3.5-4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
are you
maybe that's why I got 3 to 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was just seeing numbers, I'm interpreting it wrong. Oh, boy, I'm striking out tonight.
No,
come on. Give me a break. I got the Dodge truck.
Are you connected with his mother by any chance? Do you have contact with his mother?
I don't, and I'm kind of wanting to see if he wants me to pass anything on, but I don't. I mean, I saw her not too long ago, and I went down, and we kind of had another kind of get-together, another kind of family gathering, and his mom was there. But no,
okay.
I don't. I'm not close to her beyond just kind of seeing her.
He would like for you to stay in touch with his mother. He was actually very connected with his mother, and he has a lot of concerns about her. And I'm actually seeing the possibility of some health issues with her, that she needs someone around her as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of wanting for you to take that role, to kind of come into play and be her friend. So if you can make contact with her, that might be why you're getting messages from him, is because
mm-hmm.
he would like for you to actually make contact with her and just sort of be around her right now. Because I'm seeing the need. She needs someone who is connected with him that is close to her, if
wow.
that makes sense.
You know, you have no idea. Because I like to talk to him out loud, and I'm like, kind of, what do you want me to do? And I've kind of been led to try to contact her and just kind of offer if you want to go out on the weekends and just do things to get her out of the house, even though I don't know her that well. And I've been kind of wanting to offer that to her, but I've been going back and forth on it. And I'm like, Darnell, what do you want me to do? Come back in my dream, tell me something, send me a message. And you just kind of said it. So
I would contact her and ask her to go out to lunch or something like that with you. I don't know why I'm seeing lunch, but that's
mm-hmm.
coming through to me.
Yeah, it's just I'm still this other woman that came through your mom's side. This is if it's an aunt, it's not an aunt. It's somebody like an aunt, and she's just popping in to say hi. And I'm sticking with the C name. So again, here's another case of go back and research this, because it sounds like
right.
Carissa to me, or Carissa, or something like this, but. See if anybody's passed on that side that some of your aunts may remember, or your mother, and or anybody you know on that side, because
okay.
it's very strong to me, and it's funny, the number of times I stick with my guns, I generally get
mm-hmm.
the emails after the shows, and people go, what the hell, how did you do that? So go
right.
for that. I mean, stick with that, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very helpful. I really appreciate that. I really do.
You're
all right.
Great.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Well, I think we did good on that. you definitely zeroed in on that. I mean, that was cool. Yeah.
Well,
all
it
right.
was the color. Before you even brought her on the line, I saw the color black for some reason, and then she said her name was Ebony.
I know, that's a beautiful name, isn't it? I mean, that's
it
just
is.
A neat
it
name.
Is.
It's got a, just a nice, I keep thinking of the song Ebony and Ivory, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
all right, we have one more 818 caller, 645 prefix, and things are moving. Here we go. Boy, I went to press the button and it shifted. Here we go, 818-645 prefix. We're going to bring you on. What's your name and where are you from? You're on the air.
I'm Marie, also from California.
Hello, Marie.
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, I have so many people that just keep dropping left and right. I can't even pick one. So I thought I'd ask for a semi-silly question
okay.
to my granddad, because I didn't really get to talk to him about this I didn't know about it till later. But does he have any knowledge if we have ancestors, like maybe great-great-grandparents 100 years ago, not too far back, that were famous or well-known? Were we related to anybody specifically that I'm thinking of? Is that insane to ask?
I mean, obviously that's something that's come up in the past in the family in some discussions, correct? I mean, there's been some suspicion.
Oh. I'm the only one that crazy enough to think that. One specific person. It's not just any random old celebrity, but I just didn't know if you could get a yes or no.
Was this a theatrical type thing? I mean, I feel like almost stage theater, something up on a stage?
No, not that I know of.
Was he in Western, old Western type movies?
Oh, no, no, nothing.
No. Okay.
Of that nature.
Huh.
It's on, well, it's on my dad's side, if that helps.
All right. I'm going to go with the first impression I did have, which I should have gone with, but I'm getting politics, something with political, like a political thing. There's a official capacity. It's an official capacity of some sort.
That's more along the lines.
Yeah, this is, would this, I'm not sure, it's not religious, it's not spiritual. This is, this was in California? Was this in California?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Well, I'm going with a political figure. I mean, what are you getting, Brenda?
Was he a governor by any chance?
More like a king, like royalty.
Royalty.
Oh, out of the country royalty. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was a Kennedy, I see, yes. Let's see.
For some reason, though, I'm seeing somebody who's a gun collector. I don't know why that's coming to me, but you have someone around you who was a gun collector.
Oh, that's done. That's my dad.
That was your dad?
Yeah.
This isn't just this is not England. This is not the royalty in England. I mean, that's the first thing you would think of. I'm not getting royalty England. You know, let's just rule that out, correct?
Well, that's where my granddad was from, but that's not the rest of them came from.
But is it royalty in England?
I don't know if I had any ancestors from that era, and no one ever bothered researching it. And there was no ancestors.com, so I have no clue how to find this out besides asking him somehow.
How did you come to the suspicion that you had this royal connection?
Well, it's a very silly one, but we do have the same last name. It would basically be he had an affair with somebody in our family, and I just had no clue if that was the case.
Oh, boy.
Long
well,
very old. 100 or so years ago. And I know it's ridiculous. I have so many people over there that we don't know why they were killed. We don't know how they died. I have so many important questions to ask. And this is what I'm asking.
if it's not in England, are we talking Scotland or something like that part of the world?
Yeah. His dad was English. But last name and where his family moved from wasn't English.
Were they Welsh?
No.
I just keep getting it. It's like it's not quite English. It's like a slightly off. It's not the, because I mean, you know, England was broken up into different sections, and it's not, quote, royalty from, you know, London and Buckingham Palace. This guy wasn't a king. It was like a kind of a lord type of role.
No, he was king, and he was pretty horrible. He wasn't a good person. It's not like I'd be proud.
Henry the Eighth, I am. He was a king of England.
No, not of England.
He's what?
Not of England.
Not of England. Okay, this is where I've been getting confused because I keep getting is I keep getting Sweden. I keep getting Sweden. I don't know why I'm getting a Swedish thing. I'm getting Swedish. I mean, it's being screened in my ear, Sweden. Why am I getting Sweden? I mean, there's a royal family in Sweden.
And I'm seeing Russia for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's that. It's like you cross the pond. It's not, you know, and yet I mean, I'm so confused on this one. I don't know, but they were all.
It's France. I mean, you could swim there, but it's not attached to the British Isles.
Yeah, but they all married each other, so they were all so interrelated. They had, to, oh my God.
Was this Louis the 14th?
No, it was one of, no.
No, this was like 1800s, right? You're talking, yeah, mid-1800s.
Okay, I'm going back too far.
Yeah, I think, I would lay a bet that when you research, have you already researched the name? I mean, you know quite a bit about this person.
Yeah, but it's all in French, and I don't speak a lick of French or read it.
Well, you can run that through, Google through your or Yahoo Babelfish, you know, and they'll translate all that. That's just better, right?
They're absurd.
Yeah, what's that?
The translations are pretty absurd.
Consider French. I mean, for speaking French is actually dangerous. It can kill you. Things become very absurd when you're over there. I'm going to get killed by a whole lot of people now. No, it's all the French. Oh, no. The thing is, this came out of left field for you. I mean, something really kicked you into this. This is a neat part here. What are you going to do with this information when you do finally find all the pieces? I mean, what's going to happen next?
Oh, I'll just be happy to know that I was on the right track. That's all. I can't claim any royalty money. Or I can't ask the Louvre for my house back. I mean, there's nothing I can do. Just something of interest. That's me.
And you're thinking it's a French. This is a French connection that you have, but there was an English component to it also.
Well,
If I'm
on the right track, one of them screwed the king and had a bastard baby, which happened to be in our family. So it wouldn't even be traceable in any way. It would just be who would her dad be and who would his dad be.
These papers that you have, is it like a journal, someone's diary that you have?
She might have written one, but again, it's all in French.
Have you ever talked to maybe like a history professor or someone that might be able to direct you to someone that could translate?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
It's just the records aren't the problem. Once it's my grandfather's father, the records they've disappeared into thin air. We don't even know their names, so.
Wow.
I just was trying to get more of a yes or no, not necessarily every detail, but I didn't know if he would ever give that or if he even knew.
Boy. All I know is you're on the right track with what you do know. That's the sense I get of it, just based on what you're saying. The thing that's striking to me is there's another royal connection in this. There's more than one, and I keep getting this like Swedish thing going on, which I don't understand who this personality is. But there was more intrigue. If the way I'm reading this is there's more intrigue involved in this than just a simple liaison, of two people. It seemed like there was more to it. And I'm not even sure it was really just a casual fling. There was some this was going on a while. There's something to that. There is written history about this someplace. You will find it, if you follow through and keep at it.
Are we related to that woman, though, that I'm thinking of?
I get a blonde-haired woman who's it's actually kind of a dishwater blonde, and she's I don't get what this is being said, but it's something about was this relative of yours who was dallying with the king, like serving in the court, or was had reasonable access, obviously, to the king somehow? Was it like a working relationship? You know, part of the estates. You know, the king was visiting. Is this connection with this?
Oh no, this is an ancestor. Basically, we have the same last name of this woman in a painting. People freak out when they saw the painting because they said it's identical to me, and I was freaking out about the last name because it's such a weird last name. So when I was figuring stuff out about her historically, found out she was a mistress of one of the kings.
Well, there you go. Yeah, she served in the court as a mistress. So she was like a common woman then, and she was brought into the, you know, because this is the thing I keep getting, is this was not a person that was of means, and then suddenly found herself in a position, correct?
Yeah, I don't think she was rich, but
yeah.
Just didn't
have
know
you
if
ever
we had any relation to her in any way, shape, or form.
Have you ever done any research on the artist that actually painted the painting?
Yeah,
because
no
sometimes... Sometimes when an artist would paint a painting, they would actually use the image of someone that they cared about. Sometimes that would come through on the painting. So I'm actually seeing more of a connection maybe to the artist, to someone that was connected to him. I don't know why that's coming through, but that's what I'm actually getting.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. I think that... follow through with the last name research, you know, the thing that you're doing and the suspicions you have, and then you may be able to find out more and even get to the point of a DNA test to find out if you have any common DNA with some of these royal family members. That can be checked. I mean, so that's, and you're not that far removed. It's still traceable. So you should be able to establish some lineage and do some genealogy to find out what's going on with this. I mean, if you're the only one, it's funny. You know how families kind of have big, giant, hidden secrets that are everybody knows about but nobody talks about? This is striking to me how this could – this big of one could be kept that quiet, and you're the first to come along. That's interesting.
They've all passed away. They all died. All the people that would know anything, they're all gone, long gone.
And the document that you remember seeing is no more. It seems to have just disappeared.
Yeah. They didn't care about genealogy at all. They didn't seem to care about their grandparents or great-grandparents, so they didn't know, and they're not even here anyway. If I could drill them and ask them tons of questions or research, they're not even around to ask them.
I think it would be interesting to put Brenda on this one. I'd like to have her back on to do an EVP session, because I got a feeling we could try to get something direct out.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, because it would be interesting to see what we get as a message back, because I'm not keying into anything other than I'm getting this dishwaterish blonde woman who seems to be showing herself, and she's not rich, and she's dressed more like a commoner, and I'm not sure what, I mean, I don't know what color your hair is or how you look, with all that, but this is definitely not, your classic royalty. And I think it's just like an everyday person.
That's what I was getting too, is that she was a commoner. That's kind of why the artist that was painting the painting that actually came through, I think, is that she was not royalty. She was a commoner, but her connection was to the actual artist that did the painting.
Right.
Well,
she also, I know, though, that she was a mistress of him, so, of the king.
Huh.
So, I'd have to do more research on the Swedish side.
I'm not going to say that it's a Swedish, relation to you. What I'm saying is there's a Swedish connection. There's something with a Swedish element here that's, I don't know if somebody from Sweden introduced them, but I think you're going to find when this story starts to fall into the pieces, these little elements we've all been talking about, again, write this all down tonight. I mean, and to all the people we're going to read tonight, get a pen and paper when we're talking like this and make sure you pull the show down. Make sure that you get these fine points written down, because when you go back and research this, a lot of times these things start to that are being dropped on us, which for us, I mean, we're doing speed reading here. they suddenly turn out to be like, oh, yeah, they were right. How'd they do that? So, again, adamant about a Swedish connection, not necessarily family, but the Swedish thing, there's some history here. And she
seems
to have been...
You know what I'm right now on the internet, what it is? The Swedish.
Pardon me?
I'm finding it out right now on the internet what the Swedish bit is.
Yeah, there's going to be some historical thing. I mean, it's just, I don't know. But, I'm not keying in on a name. And not get any of that. Brenda, we'll have to wrap it because we're going to have to go on here. But
okay.
Any last thoughts?
Your father, he's still living, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing something with a locked box. There's something with a box that's locked. So he might actually still have that document that you're thinking of. But it's in a locked, like a safe type of box is what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. I know what this is.
Okay. So you might want to try to talk to your dad and see if he remembers what you're thinking of. Because I actually think that he might have it. Or if not that exact document, he has something related to it.
Okay. I think
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Marie, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all your insight.
You're very welcome.
Okay, hope it pans out.
Billy, it's the craziest question.
Yeah, from Sweden.
Ever
we're here. Ah, yes. We're from Sweden. We're good to have you here. That's your royalty. Yes, yes. Okay, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's see. I'm going to hit that one. Okay, that. And the 239 caller, I'll read off what we got in the queue. 239, we got Mary Lou is out there, 715-864, and we have a 111 caller. So I'm going to take 239. Here we go, 239. You're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
I am on SoulStream. Diana from Indiana.
Hi, Diana.
Hello,
Hi, Diana. Indiana on the solar stream. We are from Sweden.
I thought you might be from Sweden.
I like this one. This is good.
Do I get to pick the spirit on the other side?
It's not like going into a casino. I don't. I'll put it on red 17. Okay, yeah.
I don't know if he's here today, but if Jeff McKinley is here and would like to talk, that would be a good one. If not, you can go for family. Jeff McKinley.
Mm-hmm. McKinley is actually I am actually related to a whole line of McKinleys.
That's so cool. Well, then he better be around to talk to you.
Well, we'll just talk like this. We're family. Let's see, McKinley, Jeff McKinley.
He's probably a distant cousin to me. I'm a McClintock.
You're a McClintock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm a descendant of Rob Roy McGregor.
Are you really?
I'm actually a very direct descendant of Rob Roy. Yeah, it's actually true. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Explains a whole lot of things, too. A lot of people are going to go, damn, that guy. Yeah, that does make sense. And say his name again. Go the full
Jeff?
Name.
Jeffrey Green McKinley.
Jeffrey right. Green?
Yeah, I think his middle name was Green. And if it wasn't, you might get somebody else.
But Green spelled G-R-E-E-N-E, right?
I'm not sure because he didn't really write his middle name. You know, he just was Jeff to me.
Was this a father's side thing? Is this a relative of yours?
No, he was a good friend.
Was this someone you went to school with?
I didn't hear because you both talked.
Go ahead, John. Okay.
Were you friends with this person, or was this somebody that you like friend of the family kind of thing?
No, my family didn't know him, but now they're friends with him because sometimes when my whole family comes into a reader, he'll announce himself as, "I'm with the family, but I'm not family."
Oh, okay.
So he's
with
my family now because he just hangs with me a lot. He's been gone for a while.
Was this someone that you went to school with by any chance?
No.
Okay.
He usually speaks up if he's around. He might be out making orbs or something now.
Did he drive fast cars? I'm being shown like cars. Did he get tickets? I mean, did he speed? Was he like always in trouble with getting speeding tickets? I mean, he's showing these really weird things.
Well, if he did, he just didn't tell me. You know.
Did he have a good driver? Yeah, but did he have like sporty cars?
Well, sort of. But I mean, he really wasn't into cars. He was an art school teacher. he was into surfing and that kind of stuff.
This might be a little personal, but did he drink by any chance?
I don't know. He wouldn't have told me. I dated him. I don't think he drank. He might have smoked pot.
Okay. I was getting
hey,
some
man.
Sort of...
I'm a surfer dude, you know?
So you've got someone who did cars and drank. Now, that doesn't even ring a bell either. Okay. Jeff was a surfer. He was a friend of mine that was murdered.
He was murdered?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Was he about the age of 35 when he got killed? Okay.
No. You could be talking about my old brother-in-law then, because he died around 36 of a brain tumor. And he might have been the car person.
Yeah.
My sister's husband, though. And I really didn't request him.
Unfortunately, we don't get the truth, which
something.
I'm sure yes.
His name was Jack. Well, if Jeff isn't there, then, you know, if he's not there, we go for somebody else. Because I usually have lots of people hang out.
You said there was like this ex relationship with him then. He was married to who? Your sister?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Jeff did not know my family at all. I met Jeff when I lived in Florida. The other guy that you said died at 36 was my... The only person I know who died at 36 was my brother-in-law, and he did drive fast because he was, like, with the firemen, you know, and they would put up their blue light and head for the fires. So he would drive fast.
Yeah, Jack, right? Yeah, his name was
Jack. He was in Vietnam. He died from that Agent Orange.
But something happened to him in a car. Did he have like a seizure or something in a car?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then that's when they found the brain tumor after the car. So
okay.
Jack decided to come in. Oh wow. He's not, I mean, what does he want of all the people? He
it's,
just wants
it,
to talk.
And
he says, it's my
married,
turn.
Yeah,
he
was married
to my sister.
Your sister, right?
Yeah,
that's the strong, I'm getting really strong connection with him. He's the one that's stepping forward and making his presence known. He's, has your sister gone on and married since then? I mean, is this?
No.
Is she?
No. No, her daughter would not let her have anything to do with men, so she just quit dating.
Are you sure
they
that?
Had a troubled
sure
child.
Yeah, but are you sure that she hasn't had a relationship since then?
She has one, yes, with his best friend. He stepped up after Jack died to take care of her,
well,
as best buddies do, but then that fell, you know, they're done with that.
Okay, well, so that's come and gone. She's single again, but there was a relationship, you know.
Yeah,
post,
but she didn't get married to
Jack.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why, yeah, it doesn't matter if there was a paper, there was an emotional connection. And so now she finds herself single again. And here he is stepping in. How is she doing? I mean, the fact he would come through, that tells me that there's a concern about her. Is she
me
doing
too.
Okay? Everything
her health is wonderful, wonderful. I mean, she's got stomach problems and doesn't eat good, and they never found out what the pain was. If he wants to tell us what's wrong with her, that would be okay.
It's stress. She's actually doing it to herself.
I feel the same way, that she holds everything in her gut, her colon. But, you know, if it was worse than that, he could let us know. Somebody came through the other day and said for her to get her ovaries examined, and I'm like, I called in for a reading for me. And then they said, could you tell Donna to get her ovaries examined? So, hey, I'm not getting readings these days. I'm just wanting to talk to the rest of my family. So tell Jack to go on. So he did die on his birthday. He had a brain tumor that was Agent Orange, apparently.
Oh, man, that really sucks to die on your birthday. I mean, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
That's just not cool. You got to wait
uh-huh.
at least 2 days. You got to have your cake, for God's sakes.
He did. He was eating cake
birthday.
When he died.
It should be illegal. What's that?
He was eating cake when he died, and he stopped and said, when you see red, are you supposed to stop? That's what his last words were.
When you see red, are you supposed to stop? So he was eating his birthday cake, and then he passed right as he at that moment.
Yeah,
okay.
Something blew up, and he saw red, and he just asked if he was supposed to stop, and then he passed over and died.
Wow.
But yeah, he died really young. But that fast driving, I should have known that. He was getting off on that fireman stuff, you know.
I'm getting really, really strong chills right now. He's very, very concerned about her because the problems that she's having, she's actually bringing it on herself.
Because mom died, and she does kind of blame everything, like, on herself.
Has she gone into a counselor or spoken to a minister or someone that she can just talk to? Because I'm seeing that that's what she needs. She needs someone to just talk to.
She holds everything inside. I'll have her listen to this if he has a message for her, other than he's concerned about her stress. And, you know, she has her children, her grown-up children living with her. They didn't get married.
She really needs to, because I'm seeing that she's held back. She hasn't moved forward at all from the time that he passed away, and there's a lot of concern there for that. She needs to go in and she needs to find someone like a counselor or a minister. I'm feeling that she'll be guided, so that person will actually come forth. But she really needs to seek someone out to talk to kind of help herself to move forward a little bit.
Well,
because
I can just ask her to listen to this.
These problems are just going to get worse if she doesn't actually do something to help herself.
She probably knows that.
He's here for a reason. This is actually, see, the reason when we do these readings, it's not just because we want someone to come through. It's what you need, you know, and when there's a family need going on, the spirit that has the most need can step forward, and that's what's going on here.
I know mom's death is really hard on her.
Yeah, the medical treatment she's getting isn't adequate. That's for sure, and she needs to be more insistent. This can be dealt with, but she's not got a lot of time to deal with it. It has to be dealt with now. I mean, don't even wait. Just get to a doctor, the right kind of doctor, and don't take no for an answer kind of thing. That's the deal here.
And
there's an emotional component.
For a long time.
And they
pretty much say. She's been going to doctors for a long time, and they just pretty much think that she's just coming to doctors for no reason.
Is she trying to self-treat herself, though? Is she trying to take a lot of vitamins or herbal supplements or that kind of thing?
No, she won't even do that.
Okay.
No, that would be me. Because I'm a naturopathic doctor. And Donna won't even spend money on herself as part of the problem. It's like because I know she's anemic, I would get her a tonic and she'll drink it, but she won't go buy it for herself when the bottle's empty. But she'll spend all of her money on these two children who are grown up but moved back home.
See, that's why I was asking about the vitamins and stuff, because I was seeing her blood is very, very thin, so that's the anemia.
She needs vitamins.
I'm smelling acetone, and I'm smelling acetone right now.
That means she's starving.
I work around, I'm in the defense industry, and I'm around chemists and things like that, and I smelled acetone very strongly, and it came and went, so that's one of the signs of what's
starving.
Going on.
She's not eating. Well, I guess I'll have to kick her ass, but, we're not really talking right now, because she had terrible temper tantrums while mom was dying. She even hit me. She hurt my back, so we really aren't talking. But, I know that she won't deal with her own problems, so you can't talk to her. So I will just have to say, hey, would you watch the show? Jack came in, and, if he has anything else to say, then maybe she'll listen to him. For sure.
I think that the main thing he's got to say is he cares enough about her to get this dealt with by showing up. The other thing is, I'm not going to say take the easy way out on this, but I mean after he passed, especially this birthday passing, that was really hard on her. Afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the birthdays were very difficult. But, the thing I keep getting is she compartmentalized this and just stuffed it away kind of a thing. Didn't want to deal with it, just put it away and almost like not talked about. Only rarely would this be talked about. So he's wanting her to open up and talk, and this is the time to do that. It's part of the healing process, so she's going to need it. I mean, get out there. She's the rage, the emotion she has is all that compartmentalized rage about, the way he died. And he's, the thing that he's trying to get through to her is, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm doing great. You don't need to worry about that. We need to work on you. You're here for, the message is he's here, he's there coming through to us now to get through to her that she's still on earth for a reason and she's still got things to do. Otherwise, she'd be there with him. Mm. So,
get to
work. She
doesn't do anything except whatever her children. Donna really hasn't come out of it. You're right about that. So I'll just have her listen to this, and if possible, maybe she'll go see a psychiatrist. But, you know,
she needs to focus on herself and move forward. He's wanting her to move forward and live the rest of her life.
She won't, because her daughter has taken over her life. He ought to know that. He ought to see what's going on.
I'm getting grief counseling. I don't even think it's psychology per se. I'm getting grief counselor big time.
Yeah, she's angry that with Jack it was all about she was going to give it one more chance with God, and he didn't heal Jack, so she just totally has not even grieved over his death or anybody else's or everything with her stuff. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have her listen to this, and if anything can happen, maybe she can sneak away from those children and go to get some grief counseling.
Okay. Well, tell you what.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming on. All right.
What?
Donna from Indiana. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. We are an hour in, and I like to give tingle breaks to everybody. So what we're going to do is take that moment to go ahead, and I'm going to put on a little music. We'll go ahead and, Brenda, I'm just going to briefly mute you and put on, give you about 5 minutes to stretch and do whatever you got to do. And we'll be back. You're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com Saturday night. Matter of fact, I'll do one bumper and then we'll get into some other music and I'll be back myself. So here we go. A little bit of FBI Downtown on Saturday night, baby. Here we go.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Okay, we are back. It is writing checks my body can't cash. I've had that happen a few times. I remember a few car crashes I've been in. As a matter of fact, just as I was getting coffee and grabbing something to drink, it was Jack. I got another impression from Jack, and Jack was saying to our, I think, Donna. Yeah, Donna from Indiana. What I got was, remember the donuts, something about donuts, or I'm not sure if I get the image of him spinning out on a lawn. I don't know why, but you know, if that's not it, it's going to be something with, you know, getting together eating donuts. But remember the donuts. I don't understand. I'm just passing the message. Remember, that's all we do. We don't try to understand all of this. Anyway, I did get from our royalty person, Marie. She did send a picture to me of what this woman looked like, and she was like, and I'm waiting for her to let me. Oh, she took off. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and pop it out there. I mean, it's maybe I need to. You know what? I think I'll wait. It's an amazing picture. I'll just say this: she's really quite beautiful. I don't. It looks like it's a public picture. I'll see if she wants to. You know, I'll make sure I record it, and then we'll post it later for maybe everybody to see. Anyway, my dear, how are you doing? You ready to go? Keep going in.
I am ready, Captain.
Rog. This is Captain Jason Kirk, United Starship Enterprise. We've got Spock, Bones. We've got Drummond on the Bridge. Get us out of here. Warp 5. I mean, we're having a hit and miss night, but you know, we get up and we keep rolling, and let's just keep having fun. That's the thing. Keep having fun with it.
Right.
The energy flows that way, and we're having hits. I mean, we're striking out, but that's part of the deal. Part of the training, man. Even the best don't hit it all the time. But
right.
You know, I got the Dodge. By God, I got the Dodge. So,
and you got the
Dodge,
Swedish
man.
And you got,
yeah,
the
we got the Swedish. You got the Swedish connection. Yeah, yeah. But she does look kind of Swedish to me. Yeah, she does. Really tight hair. You know, the thing is, the 1800s people, I think they had, like, really repressed sexuality because, man, they were, like, they were really tightly wound up. I'll bet you, you know, I wonder why the king was, like, all, you know. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll keep going. Mary, I'm digging a deep, deep grave with this one. Yeah, they were really wound up people. You know, now they're like, huh, I'm related to everybody. Oh, she's back now. Wait a minute. Mountain Diva. Well, oh. Well, if you give me your Facebook, Mountain Diva's back. If you give me your, I'll look for after I talk. Oh, that's another one. Okay. Oh, Mountain Diva, you want my Facebook? Just look for john.f.almada. On Facebook, and you'll see me out there. So I saw your message there. And for Margaritaville, yeah, sorry your browser kept crashing. Hey, can we share that image out there, you know, for everybody to see of the royalty? So, yeah, you know, let us know. Let's go ahead and go on. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers left here. And so Mary Lou is going to be on with us next. We're going to bring her on. Hello, Mary Lou. How are you? Ryan,
John,
by the way.
I am wonderful.
Yes.
Hello, Mary Lou.
If you really want to rhyme, you leave the who in.
Okay, Mary Lou Who. Mary Lou Who, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I have an update for you. I told you
What is it?
I told you I put a adopted son with an adopted mom, and they had a DNA test, and it was positive.
Oh, yeah. I remember this, yeah.
And I think they're meeting today or tomorrow.
Wow.
I know, isn't that cool?
I mean, that's cool. I mean, you know, I mean, you thought it wouldn't come. I remember enough of this that you thought it wouldn't come through. There was some doubt about it?
No, there wasn't doubt. It's like, it's not that it was doubt. It was like, I don't doubt it, but at the same time, if I'm wrong, sure would suck.
That was it. That's it. Yeah, it was like there was like some, yeah, because I don't have like notes for everything we talk about on past shows, and I'm trying to call it up, but yeah, I knew there was
oh,
something.
Oh, come on, John. You're supposed to
that,
remember everything.
Well, yeah, right. That's just, that ain't going to work.
Well, I get that.
Boy, I'll tell you. Just I was keep pretty right happy up with that.
I'm extremely happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. I mean, when is this going to happen?
Today or tomorrow.
And for the audience, you know, because some people are listening in, you know, can you give like a synopsis of what this was about so everybody knows, including me that needs to remember? But no, I'm just.
I have a really close friend in my life who made a comment about being adopted that rubbed me the wrong way. So I went to the internet and I started Googling, and it was a long shot because I found a woman that matched, but it was the wrong birthday, and I started emailing her. And I put them in touch with each other, and it turned out to be a match, even though the birth date was wrong.
Oh, so the DNA, you did get, like, DNA tests.
The DNA
like that,
test
right?
was positive, and the birth date was wrong, because in closed adoptions, they tell lies, so you can't find them.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
So you,
like
you just got adoption. Within, right. Then that was meant to happen. That's cool.
Yep.
I mean, so now the question is, you know, the first meeting, you know, obviously this is going to be a big deal. You're going to be there?
No, it happened today or tomorrow. I think it happened today. And it's on.
Oh, it's already. So,
yes.
But you're going to get word of everything that happened. I mean, obviously they're going to honor you. You did this. I mean,
no,
this is
no.
like a really great thing.
This. God did this. Or what?
I know, but you had a big hand in it. Come on, take your bow.
But it was through you. You were the vehicle that made it happen. So that's a wonderful thing.
No, I was the person that got upset because one person was complaining about being adopted. That's what I am. So it came up in the first Google. Come on, it was easy. They've been paying lots of money out to find each other, and I found them in like 60 seconds, but then it took me
1 o'clock.
It took me an hour to get used to the thought that the first one I found was the right one.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I'll say something that with regard to that, it just depends on how you search. There's a real, you know, even the it's like I think if we talked about it, I found that lost history of my family that. And a random search in Google Books, I found the lost history of my dad's side of the family and traced that back. And, I mean, it was just a random search. I mean, people have been looking for that forever, and I found it in about 30 minutes. I was just trying different combinations of searches, and suddenly this popped up, and I went, what's this, in Marin County? And then I pull it up, and then wham, I mean, I had the entire history of my family, including all the way back to the Azore Islands, where my original, believe it or not, Viking ancestors landed, and then stayed with the Portuguese people there. And so we have these giant Portuguese people who don't fit in on the islands. But yeah, I mean, that's how it is with these searches. They just are. You were meant to be the one to find it. That was fated. That's the way it worked. So take your bow. You did great.
Spirit did great. I think it's his adopted mother who had passed who did it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And
all right.
It's reading night, so I'm calling in. So anybody you want to read, you want me to call the name? You can read his adopted mom. I don't care.
From the beginning of the call, I've been seeing strawberry shortcake. I don't know why, but that popped into my head as soon as you called in. So I don't know if that has any significance.
Strawberry shortcake. God, that sounds
like
good.
No. The cartoon character, strawberry shortcake.
No, I was just getting hungry for strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, we've got some in the fridge right now. I think I'm going to get some now.
But I don't know why
that
popped into my head.
I have kids. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe. All right. I need to clear that out and then bring something else in.
I can ask you a question, but if you want to try anything at all, I'll let you do it.
I'm going to go that Okay, I'm getting a woman, mom's side, definitely a mom's side kind of night. I'm getting mom's side all night here. This woman has extremely, the way that I'm getting this, and this is just being shown to me, is the eyes are very penetrating. This woman, when she looked at people, she meant business. A bit of a forceful personality, to say the least. But very very kind heart. But she didn't take any guff off anybody.
With really gray hair that she wore up in a bun. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, well, I'm getting that what I get with her is she's passed more than 20 years. And, you know, this, but she's, you know, making her presence known, stepping forward. I'm not going to, this is not a teacher, but I'm getting a educator type role here. And I, it's some sort of teaching capacity. And it's not in a regular school. It's like something different. Or training, kind of a training role of some sort. So I don't know what she did professionally, but there again, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Could she be my trainer in spirit?
What was that?
Very well, could be.
Could she be my educator in spirit? Is what I was telling Brenda.
Do you know your guides? I mean, are you aware of who they are?
I hear tell of my guides. Most every person that tells me about my guides, he's a grandma. And when I did a spirit guide meditation, I was led not to my grandma, but my grandma's grandma in my meditation. And I thought that this woman was my aunt. So I went and I Googled. And then I found out that this woman's not my aunt. This woman in the photograph was my grandma, my great, great, great grandma.
Was she a teacher in like a schoolhouse kind of situation?
I have no idea, but since it's three grades back, she probably didn't have a job.
Well, I get that she was some sort of, there was an education component with her that she did some, if she was not a teacher in the formal sense, she was somebody that the community or people came to for, you know, to learn from. Which is just the same thing. It's just without the, quote, the formal role. And in many communities, especially that far back, that would have been a common thing. There would have been wise people who would have been seen as, you know, pillars of the community kind of thing, that where that would have happened. You know, if you're going that far back, that would have been something like that.
I'm not sure if she's English or German. I'm not sure, but I have to do more research, but I think her family came from Germany, so I'm not sure if she spoke English or if she still spoke German. I'm not sure. But this was turn of the 18th century, so.
Yeah.
She's from the late 1800s.
Well, she's an extremely, she could hold her own against any man, trust me. That's the kind of the impression I get of her. Laser-like eyes. The picture you have of her, you do have this picture, correct?
I have a picture on Facebook of her, and she was almost she was 98 years old or something like that.
Was she in the picture? It's the only shot you have of her?
Yep.
Would you say she has like a pretty good? When she looked at you, you could tell she would hold you right. You know, it would be a look that would hold your interest that she would definitely have. I mean, the eyes strike me. That's the thing I get with her. It's like she looks right through your soul.
I'm getting that, too. And I'm still seeing the education thing around her. There's a lot of books, reading, really high intelligence is what I'm getting.
Yeah, she's no pushover at all.
No.
So, I mean, do you know anything about her history, you know, beyond the Germany thing?
I'm thinking of all the women in all the generations, and I'm thinking most of them were not educated because men ran the world and women cooked.
Well, there's something different about her, and she's I just feel leadership with her. I feel strong. Even if she wasn't, quote, leading like, quote, the men did, she, you know, women can still rule the roost very effectively in that way. I mean, she could really throw her weight around, and she knew how to do it. And it doesn't have to be book smart. Intelligence is independent of you know, titles and knowledge in the traditional sense that we would tend to think about. I don't hold a lot of respect for some of the people that I come out with, you know, very advanced degrees. I've seen repeatedly, time and again, folks go on title and they don't know a damn thing. This woman is extremely intelligent and a very forceful personality. So you would do well to research more about her. There are stories about her that I think you would find very interesting and very illuminating about your personality.
You know, I'm getting that too.
Now that you mention it, the old generation woman, the old granny in the, with the hair in the bun, she's on my dad's side. And my mom, and the other guide that I think I have is my mom's mom, who died in the 40s.
Well, I'm still sticking with the personality. I mean, I'm just looking at this here. Why am I seeing, I don't see a 609 in the dial list, Moon Tower. Sorry, I'm just taking a moment here because someone is, I'm going to kick that if it keeps going. Moon Tower, please just, if you want to private message me, go ahead and do that. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm sticking with it here on the, on what, you know, what we were talking about earlier. My brain just dumped. I got sidetracked by that chat room, and it's like, that's why I try not to look at the chat room, but that kind of got my attention.
Do not look at the chat room, Don.
Yeah, I was about ready to kick Moon Tower. So you guys tell me if I'll tell you what, Kathy. I know you. You tell me if they need kicking, and the boot button's coming out. Got that? They're gonna go. No, because Kathy is a terror with the boot button, and believe me, I'm in training, so I'm really good at it. Anyway, I mean, you said that this person, this grandmother, then is now on the dad's side rather than the mom.
I have two grandmas I'm thinking of. My mother's mom passed when she was a child, and then I had found, when I did my meditation on the spirit guide, it led me to my great great grandmother, or the great 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 grandmother.
Yeah, well,
on my father's side.
On your father's side. Well,
right.
I'm going to stick with the, you
my
know,
mom's mother.
This woman that you're on your mom's side. What is she like? I mean, what do you know about her?
Not much, because she died. My mom found her dead when my mom was 9. So,
oh wow.
Whoa.
I don't know a whole lot about her, except for when I was a child in my neighborhood, when people found out I was related to her, they all said how awesome she was. They had great parties. That's what I know about them. And that she was.
I'm going to go more with this. I mean, it seems to be, I'm sticking with the mother's side. This is more about getting to know who she was now. I mean, you already know some stories. Is there any chance you can get more, you know, information there? I mean, you're so good at connecting other people. Here's a chance for you to get some history for you.
Yeah, well, I get Google on, if I can Google it, I find it, but I don't get much information from my mother. Does that make sense?
Is there anyone else in your mother's side of the family that's living that you could sit down and talk to? Because I'm actually getting the feeling like maybe there's an aunt that you could sit and talk to that would have stories.
Most of them passed. There's one other. She's one of five, and she's the youngest, and there's one living.
Wow.
Are you able to talk to the one that's living?
It's an uncle and he's deaf. And he's married and they live far away. So I don't know where to get.
You could probably find a way to get in contact, and even a letter would just be just to get some idea of, you're just trying to understand more about the family. I'm sure he could, you know, get a letter to you, an email, and get that information to you. That's family history. That doesn't, you know, I mean, there's stories that I've got going back, you know, two generations from my family, and things that, you know, I'm going to pass on to my, you know, family who are, you know, going on in life. And, you know, you need to get that. That's a big thing. I think that's what this is about tonight, is get that family history before you lose it. Yeah. And I really think it is her. It's the other one you've been led to, but this one is a rock that hasn't been turned over, that the time is growing short for you to know more about this person. And
right.
And I really feel that if you were to start, have you been having any events in your home or dreams or anything like that about anything like this? Or have you had any little kind of funny feelings about somebody being around?
No, but I've always felt that this woman was a guide of mine, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I would strongly urge you to follow this, because this, you've already done well with your intuition, you know, again, bringing these other people together, and here you are now with this. This is for you. I really think you should follow it. I very strongly recommend it.
I think you should, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my mom will open up. You never know.
Well, go, you know, see what you can do. But I would follow every line you can while you've got the time. Time is of the essence. That's the big thing I keep getting here. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. One quick question for you before you leave. You read me.
Yeah.
You read me last week, and it was something about a blonde lady in a dress. Did you ever figure that out?
I know exactly who that is, and it was my. I sent you a note about it. It was my problem. I have a, let's just say we have another problem generator out there on Blog Talk who I basically it was my stuff, and it's been taken care of. I was really tired that night. I'd been working on the ranch. I'll just say this. I was working my butt off out here, and when I did the show, I was just not up to 100% at all. And that just overshadowed, and it was my fault. I didn't meditate before. I normally meditate before I get on and do my work there, and I just was way off. So my apologies. Yeah.
No, I was gonna give her to somebody. I didn't know who.
Yeah, no, I honestly, when I finally meditated and I all of a sudden it popped in, I was like, oh no, that wasn't mediumship. I was getting a psychic thing, and I knew exactly what it was all about. So it's all been taken care of. But
oh.
Yeah, my problem. No, nobody else has took care of it. Been there, done that. It's over.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yep. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Could make her into somebody. Could be my ex-husband's mom or somebody.
No, this was my, I claim to this one, absolutely all me. So, yeah. So, but I mean, we got you put in touch though with a really interesting one here tonight. This one is really meaningful to you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going
to
learn some.
To point her out and to claim her. So that's good. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Well, hey, Mary, take care.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
I will.
All right. We've got, I know that Moon Tower was out saying that there was like a 60 something. I don't have a 600 area code here. The only thing that might even match would be the 111 area code. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people left to read, and we're about 25 minutes in. So we're going to limit it to really speed. We're going to do speed reading now. And
reading.
I'll read.
Okay.
We're gonna have to reach 250,000 souls per second to get this one. So we're gonna go with one question, and we're gonna go with one person, get our impressions.
My brain
and
doesn't
on.
Work that fast, John.
We're gonna do our damnedest, okay? rest assured, even if we have to hold over and roll out a little bit past the stream for everybody else, we'll roll into archive and we'll take care of everybody. So. Here we go. It's 715 area code. Here we go. As long as Gosh darn, I pushed that button. Okay, there we go. 715, you're on the air. Welcome to Soul Stream. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Richard.
Hello, Richard.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, well, when I'm playing my guitar, there's a very strong presence in my room. Do you see who that is?
It's a female. Are you feeling a female energy?
Is this the one that several times my hand's been touched, so I don't know if that's who's doing it or what.
Brenda, I'm getting two of them. I'm getting a man, too.
I am, too. I'm getting a woman that's a little bit older and then a younger man.
A big, tall man. This guy is big.
Yeah,
my best friend Dan passed away. He was about 6'5".
Did he have long hair?
No, most of the time he wore it short. He was blonde-haired and short hair.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys growing big in Wisconsin. I mean, this dude's up there. I mean,
I grew up in Denver.
Definitely. I mean, did these two people know each other, the man and woman?
The only person I know is that my mom passed away and my best
friend.
Really?
Because the female is older, so I am getting kind of a mother-son type of feeling. I don't know if you're getting that same thing, John.
I'm not getting much beyond just the what left out of me was the sheer size, you know. if I had to compare the two, Laurel and Hardy. I mean, that was it was just like, you know, big giant man, small woman.
My mother was 6'5".
And how tall was your mom?
She was only 5'2".
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it'd be Laurel and Hardy then. We're on.
It's your mother that actually touches your hand.
Oh, okay.
That's the feeling that I'm getting.
Are they trying to tell me? I had a strong feeling a year ago to finally buy and start trying to play the guitar, so I don't know if somebody was telling me something.
Well, yeah, the fact that they would be doing that is telling them they're hanging around. The question is, how long has this been going on?
The touching my hand?
Yeah, how long have you been feeling like there's been a presence?
Oh, about a year ago, it got real strong again. I used to get, I've seen things ever since I was young. My grandmother said, she was a trained shaman, and she said I inherited her abilities.
Wow. And you think that, are you fairly sure that your mother fully crossed? I mean, do you feel that this is more visitation?
She always wanted me to get into music. All my music teachers said I was a natural.
I was just going to ask you, are you pursuing the music career, or are you taking lessons for guitar? She wants you to continue with the direction that you're actually going with that, be it school or if you're actually pursuing an actual career.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting good enough, and I can already copy most of my favorite guitars, and I was thinking about, you know, turning it into a career, hopefully, you know, at least studio work.
What your best friend was, he musician too, or did he was aware of your musical interests?
No, he played the drums. We used to listen to music in my room, and he'd be playing my drum set.
Okay, so yeah, you two then, so you did music stuff together. There was some connection there.
Yeah.
Okay, well then it all dovetails. I mean, yeah, and I mean, when did they pass in fairly close proximity to one another? I mean, within a matter of a few years.
Yeah, my mother passed away in 2003, and he like 2001.
Okay.
Was he in some sort of accident?
I think he OD'd. He had taking pain pills for gout, and they said his heart wasn't stopped.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Well, they seem to have found one another, and this seems to be all related about encouraging you. I'm going with what Brenda is saying. It feels just right. I mean, it's to get you going and keep you going. Did you run into like some, you know, the impression I get is they're kind of kicking your butt. They're busting your chops.
I'm getting
the wavering thing with you, and then they're like, no, you know, get to work kind of deal. I mean, is that sort of the sense that, are we on the right track there? They want you.
Yeah,
to,
about a year ago, that's when I felt the really strong urge that I really needed to do it, to pick it up and start doing it. That, you know, when
yeah.
I play the guitar, it feels totally natural. If anything, I would say I have done it before.
I would believe that.
Yeah, I would believe that too.
If it felt that natural, that's probably a past life thing, and you're just going to, all the neural pathways are in place. Just take advantage of it and go out there and rock on, man.
Rock on.
Yep.
Sometimes I just need to start be playing, and all of a sudden I'll feel somebody, you know, almost like somebody's telling me, do this.
Yeah,
you need
just
to
trust that
you,
impression. Yeah, yeah, do it.
You
trust
you
the
definitely.
Impression. And, yeah, get out there and just, you know, keep a journal of the contacts that you're having.
Uh-huh.
You know, they may come to you in dreams. I mean, you know all the drill here. Just get that all down on paper and find out what they're trying to tell you and listen to it. You'll see patterns over time, which is interesting. I mean, in paranormal investigation or, you know, even in just, you know, standard, you know, spirit contact where, you know, it's you getting the communications, write this stuff all down. You know, when you go out about a month later, you're going to see a theme and you're going to go, wow, I didn't. Now you can put the message together. And they work their butts off on the other side to get in contact with us. You know, it's like tonight we've had, you know, it's been we haven't really hit a home run, but we've had enough contact that we're hitting enough stuff that it's right, you know, they're getting their message through. And that's the goal. I mean, they're doing everything they can to get your attention. And it takes a lot of energy for them to touch you, to come through and do these things for, you know, to get you moving along the direction you need to go. And that's what this is all about. I mean, they can go on with their lives on the other side without any need to talk to us, but you know, they really are worried about us, and they do everything they can to move us along in our lessons. So you obviously are meant to do music and be creative. Go get them.
So continue what you're doing, because you're going in the direction that they're actually guiding you to.
Okay. Is either one of them the one I hear that single clap? I've heard a single clap three times. I don't know what that's all about.
A single clap is likely if your family has the gift. That's generally the start of clairaudient type contact. You may start actually hearing.
When I was 10 years old,
yeah.
I heard a guy's face and I heard my name real loud, and he was a real deep booming voice.
Yeah. That's absolutely normal. Normal kind of communication. You're going to get, sometimes you'll hear bells. Sometimes you're going to hear knocking. You'll hear different noises. Different people hear it differently. I tend to just get, I'll hear murmuring. I'm clairaudient. That's one half of the two things I get most are the clairvoyant and then clairaudient, capabilities. And it's just, you know, it depends on the time of day and the night and the phase of the moon, I think. I never know quite how it's going to come through, but all of a sudden, wham, you'll start hearing this stuff. So get used to it. It's going to be weird, but enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I hear sounds regularly, and I even can see, like, figures moving around in my room. I can actually see the shapes.
Oh, you are seeing things?
Yeah, I can see
you're
shapes. And I'll get a impression that there's somebody staring at me. I'll look over there, and I can see a shape, outline of a person standing over there.
Are you feeling droplets
of
water at times?
Do I what?
Are you feeling droplets of water at times? Because I'm feeling like small drops of water.
There's been several times where all of a sudden I'll feel like a little drop on my hand, and I'll think, where did that come from?
Okay. Those are all things that they're doing to actually get your attention, to let you know that they are there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you really are developing. I'm getting the impression there's other family members alive who are gifted also that would know more about. Pardon me?
One of my aunts is also like what my grandmother was, that we can do things.
I would... if you haven't talked to her already, it would be a good time to do that because you're moving along. So definitely get in contact with her and work with her, and then get into some you may find some other people, especially musical people who tend to be already pretty open. I get the feeling you're going to run into some the universe has some pretty interesting things in waiting for you. So you're well on your way, my friend.
Yeah, that sounds good, because I have wanted to get into music for a real long time.
Well,
I even feel the need to start. I've been writing music down. I just all of a sudden feel like I have to write this down.
Well, keep doing it then, because that's the whole point of what they're up to here. Let's put it this way: trust your impressions. And it's good to go, it's funny. I mean, I don't tend to read myself, but I trust the messages I'm getting when I do get things coming in. And then every so often, I go have other people read me, I read for Brenda here the other day, and it was a much better day, because I don't know what it was, but I hit like right on all her stuff, and it was neat stuff. But what I'm saying is, trust the impressions you're getting now, and then go in and wait about 3-6 months, and then go in and get a reading from a medium, or somebody that you trust that's gifted, that you're personally connected to, and let them read you, because I just get the feeling you really need that, and it's some of the validations you're going to get from like you got tonight are going to come through independent of us, and it'll just make it that much more special. So, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man.
I will do
that. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Take care, my friend. All right.
All right.
That was a good one. I like that. Okay, we got three more. We're going to speed through here. We got the 864 caller. And then we have a 412, and then we got all ones out there, and we will get you all. So 864, you are on the air. Welcome to Soulstream. What's your name, and where are you from?
Crystal from South Carolina.
What was
Hello,
your name?
Crystal. Crystal.
Oh, Crystal? Okay. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I get purple around you. I get purple. Crystal. I see purple around you. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're fairly spiritual. Immediate impression was, yeah, you're very, very, you're just a very nice person. Yeah, okay. You're a very nice person. I just get good energy with you. But what can we do for you? And where were you at again?
South Carolina.
There we go. Okay. Skype was giving me trouble there, my dear. Okay. So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm confused about, are y'all just doing like mediumship?
We're doing mediumship, but I'll be a nice guy and we'll find out what's the question, and then we'll see what we get. You got two mediums on the line.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with that. I was just confused. I would love to connect with anybody that would come through, but maybe specifically my grandfather.
Okay.
Okay.
Immediate words, transportation come through, like in the transportation industry or something to do with moving things. And that seems to have been something he was concerned with. I mean, was he in some sort of transport business? I mean, I just get that he was moving things. What was this? What did he do for a living?
He was an insurance. He's an insurance for the most part that I knew.
What was he moving? Did he have a hobby that he did something that involved moving things around or something big? I mean, I'm getting like big stuff with this guy.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Did he move around a lot? That's the word I'm getting, moving. I mean, did he move? Was he traveling?
Yeah. Now, my mom has talked about how they moved around a lot when she was little.
Okay, then that makes more sense to me. I mean, I'm trying to read I'm just getting this, what's the travel thing? What's he moving? Why is he, I thought he was picking up things.
I'm seeing boats. I'm seeing boats, like an ocean liner.
Yeah, and not only that, he's stubborn as hell. He used his own symbols. That's what confused the hell out of me. Yeah, he's a stubborn man. Stubborn. Yeah.
But I'm seeing boats, a lot of water, in like a big ocean liner. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but that's what's coming through.
I'm about to move to Korea.
Oh, you are?
Korea?
Okay.
Is it
so
a military
that's moving...
thing? You're going there. Like, is it a you have a spouse? That's or you're in the military?
My husband's in the military. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of it? I mean, what's your impression of all this? Are you got excitement, butterflies, things like that?
Oh no, very very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited.
I mean. Your grandfather, I mean, do you feel him around you? I mean, is there, since he's passed, I mean, do you, because I get the feeling you're fairly sensitive to these things.
Yeah, I've felt him, you know, a few times. Some weren't maybe so welcome during private moments.
You mean, yeah, he wasn't welcome?
Well, it was just, you know, the times that I feel him are, you know, intimate, so to say. So, yeah.
I swallowed my coffee wrong. I'd say what? Okay. You know, you can tell a spirit when, here's a little thing. When spirits come through, they have a habit of doing things the spirit way, which they don't really care too much about what we're doing with our biology. I've had them follow me into the bathroom, and I finally yell, you know, suddenly sense them, and I'm like, what are you, do you understand that I'm doing my business? And it's like, oh, yeah, get out. You know, so, yeah, you can tell Grandpa, you know, hey, look, I'm doing whatever comes naturally, and come back at another time, and we'll have a time and a place kind of a conversation. You can do that, and the nice thing with spirit is you can set those dates and times for them to come through and have a regular communication, a regular relationship with them. So, you know, definitely follow up on that. He's got some boundary issues. He's a stubborn cuss. I don't know what his thing is about the stubbornness with him. Was he stubborn in life? Did he kind of want his own way?
Yeah, we're both Taurus, and I'm exactly like him.
Yeah,
we're bullheaded. That's us.
Was there? Was he big on some kind of making things? Did he have a like woodworking or metal work that he did? I get that he built something or made something, almost like a hobby. Was he good with his hands in some way, like artistic, or there's something he made?
Well, I'm actually getting writing.
Not that I know, but I hear my mother in there screaming yes, so apparently yes.
Oh, she's hearing this? Yeah, I mean,
she,
when
she's
I'm being
listening
shown,
on the computer.
Oh, she, okay, so find out what that was, because, I'd like to zero in on that, because this is validation stuff. He's very clear about making something, and I think this stuff is still around, I mean, if I read the way he's come through with it. So it's there's materials here. There's something that he did. It's of him. So you've got something to learn about him. I'd like to hear what it is when you finally get that.
Do you know what it was he made? She said he likes the whittle stuff.
Pardon me?
Whittle?
Did he make something having to do with Donald Duck? I don't know why I'm seeing a Donald Duck, but I'm getting... I don't know why cartoon characters are coming to me tonight.
Huh. I don't know. It feels like it's a artistic type thing to me. I'm just getting creative. Whatever this is, it's creative. And it's of him, and I feel like there's something there. Yes, and I do see the time, guys. We got 4 minutes left. We have the one last caller, and we will get to you. I'm going to kick this user here. Goodbye. And tell you what, we'll go ahead and start wrapping, and then when she finds out, we'll just continue into archive. So we'll go ahead and read off for everybody here. And Brenda, thank you for being on with me. Good tag team
tonight.
You're welcome. You and I kicked butt and took names. Nobody survived.
Anytime, my friend.
Okay, we'll be doing this again, and we'll get better and better. Yes, it's Hans and Franz, yes. Hans and Franz on GRSO stream, yes, yes. We pump you up. Let's see, we've got Bo Burnell, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Curious Listener, 1414, Get 6555, Joan 51, Margaret Ritaville, I can't even say that name, Margaritaville. Let's see, we've got Mary Lou Who, Moon Tower, who I almost booted. Sorry about that, but you got really big type, man. Mother Jerry, Mount Diva, Nancy Mum. Hello, Nancy. Quinny Pooh, we love you. And Robbie Orr. And Yabadabba Magoo. I like that name. Yabadabba Magoo. Okay. Good to have you on, too. It's 11:28. So are we back with an answer?
It was kind of like wood carving.
Yeah, woodwork. Yeah, that's what I was getting. Like he did little woody. Yeah, it was like things that he built, and they were cute and pretty, and they're still around someplace. So that this is another validation of him coming through for you.
Did he make something that had to do with Donald Duck?
He's in that new ring of bell.
I don't know why that keeps coming through, but it does.
I keep getting the Holy Grail, the duck, you know, and the witch, you know. you've got me. You know? She's a witch. She's a witch. Okay. Yeah, I know we're getting weird. It's the end of Saturday Night Soul Stream. We're getting kind of crazy here in California. Let's see. what I'll say is this. I don't get anything else with him. He seems to be pretty strong as to who he is. We know who we've got here. I get the feeling he's going to be watching over you. By the way, are you planning on having children, or have you had children already? Is this a new marriage?
Yeah, no, I have two children already and plan on having two more.
Yeah, I get the impression that there's going to be another one soon. He's saying, basically, he's talking about the kid. He's talking about a child. A boy.
There was my littlest one is like 5 weeks old.
Oh.
Oh, you have a boy already? This is a new one?
Five,
and you just had one 5 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. And then the other one's 6 years old.
Wow. well, then, obviously, this is a congratulations, because I was getting baby, and I'm going, I'll talk about the baby. Okay, we are off. We're off stream, by the way. So I'm going to just say thanks to everybody. I got to type here. I cannot type and talk at the same time. Thanks all.
It's called multitasking, my dear.
I know. I'm a man, and I'm. That's my big flaw right there. I can't do it, man. Thanks all. There we go. All right. So like totally for sure. He's congratulating on the baby then. So that was the best hit of the night. I got the congratulations on the child. Yeah. I'm getting a boy energy. I thought it was like a new pregnancy, but you just had him. So very cool.
No, that's scary because no, that's
good. I would really listen to your son as he gets older and he's able to talk, because he will have visits. So he may say things to you about grandpa coming to see him. And you need to kind of just keep going with that, you know, let him talk, because he will actually have visits. And it with children, it usually lasts until they're about the age of 6 or 7, and then they kind of lose that connection. So just keep talking to him and let him tell what he's actually seen.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I think that was a pretty good reading, my friend. Are you happy?
Definitely happy.
Really
okay.
Well, hey, the only thing I'm getting to. Did you guys have? Did he have a very big dog? Did he have like a large animal?
I'm getting
a. I'm getting a very large dog with him. I mean, this is not your standard sized dog. This is a pretty good sized animal with him. And it would almost, I'm not going to say it looks like a wolf, but by gosh, it's close to that sort of wolfy look. So, I mean, just this animal seems to be with him and knows him. And so he's got this animal. I don't know the name. I'm not getting anything else other than he's with this animal. So, you know, maybe you want to compare that also, but there's this animal with him and it's like right at his feet. So I don't know. You might want to look back in the family history and see if there's anything else there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for dialing in, and good luck on your trip to Korea. Okay.
Oh,
I think we lost. All right.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, here we go. We're gonna mute this one, and we got one left. And this
okay.
poor person has stayed on all this time.
Wow.
And so 111-111-1111. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you from? And you're on Soulstream Archive Edition. Hello.
Is it me?
You're the one. By God, we stayed for
it's
you.
It's me because my phone is unlisted, so it came through as 111. It's Chris from San Diego.
Hi, Chris from San Diego.
Bobo now.
Is that you, Bobo?
Hi,
Bobo.
Sweetheart.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I wish I'd known it was you. I would have put you in the head, but gosh, well, you're on. We've got you. Welcome,
hello,
welcome
Chris.
To Soulstream.
Well, you know how
Brenda?
You know how I get signals and signs and all that, and I'm not even going to say who I want to come through. I'm just curious if you guys pick up on anyone that's trying to send a signal to me.
This guy looks like James Dean. he's like and it's not so much the look, it's the attitude. This guy thinks he's the hottest thing. This is in life, this is how he was. He's coming through, he's the hottest thing since sliced cheese. All women should drop when he looks, and they should come hither. And it's like this, let's just say he had a big ego. I mean, he's a really nice guy, but he had a big ego. And this is somebody who's passed, but you know him. And you know of him. And he's presenting young, but I don't know how old he was when he's died, but by God, he's showing himself to be like the greatest thing since sliced cheese. He's funny.
What do you see the picture as? Or what do you see him dressed like when you see that?
I see him not quite like a 50s look, but it would be more like a 40-ish, you know, 1940s kind of a look. Jeans, T-shirt kind of look. Really laid back. Really laid back kind of guy.
Okay.
Short hair, dark, kind of dark hair. Not the penetrating eyes like the other Reed. This guy had eyes that were just kind of like hooded, and just he walked around looking eternally relaxed, and he just had a lot of power, a lot of energy with him. I don't know what the, I mean, is this a relative of yours or somebody that, you know, I just feel like you've known of him or you know him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, true. I mean,
it's a family member.
I am seeing something with a necklace. There's something having to do with a necklace. I don't know why that I'm getting that, but I see a necklace.
There could be some necklace references.
Okay.
Is your father is still with us?
No.
He's still alive?
No, he's passed.
Would this be your father?
Very possibly, yes.
Did
okay.
he give you a necklace?
He and my mom had given me a necklace for my birthday, 1 year, that's very special to me. And then after he died, we actually had his fingerprint put in sterling silver.
Oh, wow.
And so I have a necklace that has his fingerprint on it that I wear all the time.
Wow.
I'm actually chilled really bad right now.
Yeah, that
and,
one
and
we
the
hit
reference
right.
To,
we hit right on that
one. The reference to
yeah.
Jimmy Dean, and you said jeans and T-shirt is because there's one very strong photograph of my dad that it's a family favorite when he was in his early 20s, maybe he was even 20. He was in the Navy, and there's a picture of him, and this was in the early 60s. He was
yeah.
standing in the street in a pair of blue jeans, navy blue jeans, a white T-shirt, and back then the Jimmy Dean hair was all the rage, and the picture is him with his hands on his hips, just acting all cool. And when I got a tattoo of my dad, and when I was trying to decide on pictures to do, that was one of the pictures that I was thinking about doing, because it just was. And he wasn't like that his whole life. He had a very strong energy, but that was just a very funny picture.
Wow.
Well, I'd call that a big hit, wouldn't you?
Yes.
He's making a reference. I was shown a clock. Did in his Navy service, did he end up with some sort of and we've got one of these in my family, and I think he's using my symbols here. But we have an old ship's clock that we have. It's a wind-up ship's clock, and I'm being shown this clock thing. Was there something that he had of like a timepiece from the Navy or something to do with a major timepiece that he had that he worked on or had something?
Not
with?
That I'm aware of from the Navy. He wore when my grandfather, his father died, he was handed down a very nice wristwatch that he wore every day of his life until he passed on.
Okay, that would
and
fit.
So it was
that's...
kind of a family heirloom.
Okay, well then, has that watch still survived? I mean, is that watch still around?
Yes, my mother still has that watch, yeah.
Okay. Has she kept that watch running? Is that watch still running and in good operating condition?
Oh, yeah, sure is.
Okay, good. He seems to... Yeah, I was getting this major thing about a timepiece, and the way I was reading it was just this... Does it look, is it a classic looking watch? I mean, does it have a kind of a, it's kind of a little different. I mean, it's not normal looking.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It has
that's why,
like
I mean,
a square, it has a square face and the crystal cover on it is kind of beveled out, like bubbly. It's kind of antique looking. It's very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well then, we're definitely on to him. Let's just put it this way: Dad says hi.
I get
hello.
Signs from him all the time.
Was he buried?
Again, yeah. Hi.
Was he buried with a watch? He was not buried.
No, he was. We had a service with him, but he was cremated.
Okay.
Those were his wishes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't sense anything that he's got any major concerns other than he's like hanging around just going, hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm actually getting a really strange image that I'm going to just say. I keep seeing him looking at a watch, but the watch actually is not running. So I don't know if this is when he visits you, he's looking at a watch and trying to tell you that his watch is not running. I don't know why that's coming to me. I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm seeing.
And she's kept
kind
the watch.
Of a weird
she's
image.
Kept the, is the watch in constant use, or is it just like she keeps it up, but it's not used regularly?
No, she keeps it on you know, their armoire dresser, and occasionally when she notices that it doesn't run, but it's not running, she'll wind it up because it's an old wind-up watch. Very possibly that right now that it's not running because it's
wind.
Yeah. he's probably wanting. I would say this is kind of a kick in the butt for her to do that, and not only that, just a kind of a nice, hey, you know, I love you. I'm still around, I'm hanging in there,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
watching over stuff, yeah, and and talk to him. I mean, it sounds like you already do, but just keep talking to him, tell him you love him.
Oh yeah, he's with all
that
of
kind
us.
Of stuff. Yeah, yeah. You still hunting ghosts?
Not lately. Waiting for you.
You know what? You know about my dad's situation. I mean, I've been kind of locked in here. So it's when things kind of get a little better. We've actually got a new medicine going on with him, and he's starting to come out of the psychosis a little bit. It's been a really rough year. So when he's a little bit better and I can feel comfortable, even, you know, and mom's okay and everything looks good, I can get down there. So I will do that. I mean, I desperately want to get down and do a real hunt, do something really cool, and hit Queen Mary again, because that boat is friggin' haunted.
Yeah,
I would love to do the Queen Mary thing with you. I went to Queen Mary one time and I felt some things there myself. I was very young when I went there, but I would love to go back there again.
I heard they don't have that midnight thing. You know, the group that we went on, John? I heard that they're not doing that particular group anymore, so we have to look into that. Maybe you can get a group to go on.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that was, like, amazing. I mean, we went down into some dangerous places. I mean, remember that 60-foot drop we had to climb down that ladder?
Oh, it was great.
You know? Oh, man, that was awesome. I was the first one down. I was like, God, get me down there, you know? And then we were, you know, and I actually got German EVPs. They kept the German prisoners, and we got EVPs with German speech on
it.
It was amazing. It was amazing stuff. And remember that
the
cold thing that happened? The temperature drop, it went down 8 degrees.
Oh, the temperature drop, and, it was just phenomenal. The whole thing was just great.
Oh, it was kick butt. But, you know, I took
that.
I mean, when I first walked on there, you know, I got 10 feet inside that ship, and I took a stop, and I'm like, oh, my God, this thing is crawling with ghosts everywhere.
Yeah,
you can
feel it. You can feel the energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everywhere. And did you see the picture I took of out on the M deck? I took that picture on the – you know, it was the M deck had the big shiny elevators. You know, it was all chrome. Kind of.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah, if you stepped around off to, I think it was the port side, the left side of the ship. No, it was the right, it was starboard. It was off to the right, and there was like a dark hallway. And I took a shot with my little Kodak camera, you know, a little 6-megapixel, and thought nothing of it, get back home, and I saw these funny-looking faces in a window, and when we blew them up, it turned out it was filled with spirit faces. I mean, I'll send you this picture. You're going to be blown away. I mean, it's just, I mean, yeah. And I sent it to one of the more a group that does instrumental transcommunication. They're one of the biggest groups around. They got interested in it and they said, send that to us. So I sent it over and they came back and said, this thing is chock full of spirits everywhere. I mean, we counted 20.
Wow.
And it was in this
little
frame, and I'm going, holy crap. And you can see, like, these faces looking at you, and they're smiling, and some are checking you out, and it's just all over the place. It was wild. But
I would love to see
God.
That, Don.
Oh, I think it's on my website, so I'll find it and put it out there for everybody on Facebook. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
cool.
Yeah, but, well, you know, Jimmy Dean's dad says, I'd love to see this. You know what? Now that we've read it, I mean, if you could somehow get a picture of that, we'd love to see that.
Oh,
that'd
be funny. I'll I have it. I have it somewhere. I'll find it and I'll post it up on Facebook because I think my sister may have actually posted it up on Facebook. I'll find it and post it and see if that was kind of the image that you were seeing. So. And we had a cigarette in one of the pictures. He had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, the corner of his mouth, like real skinny and cool, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yep. Well, that's good. Glad to know he's still doing good.
Okay. Well, he came through, and I'm not getting anything, no major disaster, nothing. I mean, the normal life stuff, you know, but he's just around. So, hey,
yeah.
You know,
okay,
take it as you get it.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Friend.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That'll make me sleep well tonight.
Yeah, I would get like a did he like his drink? I mean, he wasn't like an alcoholic, but I get the feeling he liked a brew every once in a while.
Didn't have a flask, but he did
really?
Have a beer every once in a while.
Do you have beer in the house right now? I mean, do you have like a beer?
I have two beers that have been in my fridge for about 4 months.
Okay, here's the deal. He wants a beer, and so go put a beer. Go take a beer, pour it in a glass, put some ice. You know, ice it down a bit. Set it out. It doesn't matter that it doesn't get dry. He'll enjoy the fact that you put the beer out for him. He can drag his buddies. So you got a beer.
Oh,
that's
funny.
Be the thing. So, I mean, we give whiskey to our guys. So why don't you give beer to your dad? I mean, it's
kind of
cool.
My God. I'll have to get his brand, and I'll do that. The brand I have in the fridge now, he wouldn't like. I'll get him the Budweiser and put it out. He's a Bud boy.
Well, do it, because he's definitely he's got a great sense of humor.
He was a kick in the pants.
I would give him the beer. I'd give him the off brand just to see what he'd do.
Oh, these are IPAs. He didn't drink IPAs, so he wouldn't appreciate that humor.
Okay. Well, then get him. Tell him you're going to get him the his brand, and then have the family sit around and have one on him. Matter of fact, one of the things I don't know if you guys do this, but we do this in our family. Every Thanksgiving and Christmas, we always keep an empty chair tip forward, and that's the chair for the dead, and we set a place at the table for our family members who come and sit with us.
Oh, nice.
And, that's an old tradition in a lot of families, and we always have a chair tip forward. So they are invited.
It's a wonderful
they're part
tradition.
Of the holiday.
Oh, I will do that. You know, I'm going to be with family because they're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. I'll hopefully be with them over Christmas. So I will do that when we sit down and have our Christmas meal. I will tip a chair forward for Dad.
Don't be surprised if you start picking up other relatives coming in. It's they tend to come in big gangs, and they will really appreciate the gesture.
We've had readings before, and he and my grandfather and my grandmother, they all came in, and I get numbers from my dad all the time, his lucky numbers when he was alive. He sends messages to us in the form of, you know, receipts, our tax income, you know, returns, everything is in his numbers.
What's with 13?
Not 13.
Was it 7?
I'm getting...
Was there something at the number 7?
Yep.
The number 7,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But
yeah. 724 or 724, 427, you know, 27, any combination of those three numbers.
Well, I'm going to...
Well, actually, they add up to 13, don't they?
There you go. That's exactly right. Yeah, okay. Well,
there you go.
That was cool. This is like the best reading. I'm loving this. I mean, this guy's a hoot. Yeah, he just wants his beer, man. He's like, I'm done performing. I want my beer.
I want my beer.
Well,
he's not going to get it tonight because I'm not opening my beer tonight. I'm going to bed now.
All right, my dear. Well, hey, we'll look for that photo, okay?
I will. I'll post it up for you.
All right,
okay.
Well, thank you.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
You're welcome. Right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Wow.
Hey. Wow.
Tag team. We did it, like, totally for sure. It's okay.
I know.
I booted more guests, too. I had a great time booting guests. It was the best thing I've ever done. Hi, buddy. I booted a lot of your folks. Sorry. Sorry. Thank you.
Well, next
Linda.
Next time, John, I would love to come up there and watch you do all that stuff because I'm actually interested in how you do your stuff on the board.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got the guest mic here, and I'll have the room a little more cleaned up than it is because I'm setting up a bunch of things in here to, you know, as a kind of meditation area. Matter of fact, we'll do a lot of our mediumship work here in studio. So, yeah,
okay.
I'd love to have it. So when we do this again, you know,
okay.
If you want to do it again in a couple of weeks, I'm up for that. We could combine the regular mediumship meeting with doing a show, and that would work out great.
All right, we'll do that.
I'll have you on,
so
on mic number two. Let's see. Let me do this. Let me see if mic number two works. Hang on.
Yes, mic number two does work. Okay, I'm over here.
Wait, I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over here.
Oh, God.
I'm between the two stereo. Sorry.
I have to tell you something, though, John. And when you have read off the name Robbie Orr, that's my aunt, and she's actually listened both times that I've been on the air with you. She's dying to have a reading done, but she's afraid to call in because she thinks because she's a relative of mine that it's going to mess things up. So I may next time tell her to just call in.
Totally mess everything up, man. Y'all totally. It'll screw everything up. Tell her it's like, you know, the safest thing she can do is run away. Run far away. Yeah, man. No, have a run, for God's sakes. I don't bite.
I know.
Oh,
well,
yes.
You might bite. I don't really know for sure.
I boot trolls out of my chat room. I'm a mean person. I'm a mean man. Very mean trolls.
Very
trolls
mean troll booter.
And the troll booter. Get rid of trolls. Yes. We don't like trolls on Soulstream. Soulstream, we're very precise about our trolls. Yeah. You will not be allowed in our show. Say hi to Debbie and all of her friends. Sorry, I just have to do that. Anyway,
I know. It's part of who you are.
It's just in my Scottish nature. I'm sorry. I've got to do it. I can't help it. I know. I'm going to start getting a lot of letters from Scottish folks, you know.
The vampire one you did when I was up there Saturday, that one was pretty good.
What are you talking about, vampire thing? Hey, what? Blood, yes, yes. How many times have I told you body temperature? I want my blood and body temperature. I'm frozen. Sorry. It's weird. It's weird. You know, archive edition is the most fun because we could just let our hair down and be completely nuts. And only about 25 people will download the show and they'll go, that guy is crazy. Yes, I am. Thank you. Somebody noticed? Okay, cool. Welcome aboard.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait a minute. Mary Lou is still here. Oh, my God. Mary Lou is like hanging out with us. Oh, my God.
Really?
Mary Lou. Oh, God. I'm going to have to bring her on. What the hell? We got 30 minutes left. Hi, Mary Lou. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Soulstream, the game edition. Oh, she's not talking.
She's not talking.
She's not talking. Oh, we
scared her. You
scared
her.
Okay. All right. I'll put it back on hold. I think what she did, you know what? I know what she did. She walked off and left herself online.
Yeah.
She's on Skype. Doesn't even know we put her back on. We're going to make fun of her. Mary Lou, you're asleep? We can hear you snoring back there. Mary Lou, snoring. Oh, you hear that? Oh, wow, that sounds like a chainsaw. Wow, cool. Anyway, what were we talking about? I completely lost track. I mean, I'm completely nuts
right now. That doesn't surprise me.
I am floating high in energy, man. I mean,
I was on fire
at the end. I was kicking ass and taking names.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was. Mary Hartman. Hi. What's your name? It's good to be here. Hello. Brenda. Let's read. What a completely crazy here. I laugh.
Oh, God, John.
I needed to let my hair down and have. I'm back. Let's put it this way. I'm back. Look
you're
out.
Back.
You're back.
You're back.
You're back. That's right. Yeah. And tag team mediumship is the new deal. So, yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks out. If you want to do the next one, come on out. You know, we'll do that.
That would be fantastic.
Our regular medium. Yeah, we could do the mediumship stuff that Carol had in your lesson plan, and then work that together. Because one of the things we talked about was going back and using the lessons. Don't just do them once; use them as a reference. So you know, I've got mine printed out. I think you've got yours printed out, and we can start marking those up as in binder form, and then and just keep working. And we've got our purpose. We have our purpose, our mission statement to do, remember? Oh, yes,
I know. I remember. That's 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, let's do Saturday after this one. And,
okay.
And we'll have you.
Do you realize that's Saturday the 13th and it's a full moon that night?
Cool. What? Totally awful. Like, yeah. Oh, I'll be right. Yeah. I'll be righteous now. Like, so I've got surfer energy. I mean, man, I like that surfer caller. I just get seeing like surfer energy, dude. You know, and the like, car thing. Yeah, it's like, you know, I was just like flipping this curl. I've got like these readings, dude. You know, oh, dude, there's a shark. You know, okay, cool. Anyway, I'm losing it.
Oh, you anyway, lost a long time ago.
Yeah, it started about halfway through the show. I mean, we had a slow start there, you know, but it was, you know, we were hitting, it was kind of like it took a while to gel. But that's the thing, if you're having fun, you know, once you start having fun, this stuff starts just kicking. It's just clicking, you know, and you don't even realize where it's coming from. It's just popping in there, and it's just pouring out of you like water. I mean, you know, and you don't remember, you know, that's the thing. It's like
right.
That one gal that called it with, you know, about, you know, she remembers intimately this reading. I don't remember half of it, and I'm having to kind of jog my memory because it's not my reading. I mean, when it comes in, it's gone. It's out of there. And,
the same
you know,
thing happens
they,
to me, too.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I did. I read you. Okay, and then it starts to sound familiar, and then you go, oh, yeah. Remind me. Okay, yeah, I remember. Okay, and we're on. But it's just, it's not our stuff, you know. I mean, we're using different circuits, and short-term memory goes right out the door, you know.
Right.
It's like, yeah, so, of course, I'll remember the surfer dude now forever. Surfer dude came through, he's dead, man. Yeah. Life, man, in heaven, they have eternally big curls, man. It's like you could surf, like, forever. Tidal waves. A 1,000-foot wave, man. This is like the best heaven ever. Just check it out. I got like stranded 25 miles inland, man. Those were great. You know, I ended up like on an agricultural farm, dude. Wow. They grow strawberries there. Cool. God's cool.
God, sorry.
I have to be irreverent. I mean, when I get to the other side, there's going to be like this big party, and then God's going to pull me aside. You know, you blew a bit of my ass, and I'm going to go, yeah, I know, but you made me. You know you love me for it. God, come on. Thanks, God. I laugh, and I go, get out of here, you bum. Yeah.
But
way,
that'll
friend,
be awesome.
What's that?
That'll be awesome to be up there with you, because I have to tell you, the delay is driving me nuts.
Really?
The delay
really?
That I hear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what do you mean? I'll be, like, standing in line forever?
No. No. I switch topics on you. The delay that I'm hearing when I'm trying to talk.
Oh.
Being on air.
Are you hearing the delay?
Yes. Well, I can hear it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm sorry. Sorry, there's a delay. Delay. If I speak funny, I get my head on the little side. Everything, did you hear that? That sounded like an EVP character. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, it's extremely weird.
I think you're your own walking EVP.
You've guessed it. You're onto my secrets. Yes, I taught you well.
Yeah.
You hang with me.
Yeah.
Oh, they teach you. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you were kicking too. You were hitting it on a bunch of it. You know, I mean, we were both, I think at the end we were starting to really get into the groove. Yeah, I just wish the show was longer, where we had another hour and we could really go forward with it more. But yeah,
I think that's why it'll be good for me to be up there with you, so we could sit and kind of talk and get our energy together first before we go on air.
Yeah. It definitely was a slow start tonight, but I mean that's natural. You know, especially when you're trying to get a feel for the roles. You and I haven't done it this way before, so
right.
It's just you know, it's kind of a, well, we did kind of, but we're learning. You know, and this time it was much more fast paced, and we had a ton of reads. I mean, that was the deal. This time it was different. We had people lined up, like, whoa, it was like totally cool. There's like thousands of people. Waiting, you know, I'm going to be famous now, totally, and you too, you know, we're going to be like John Edward. John Edward will look up to us, yeah, right. Yeah, he's probably sitting there listening, like, yeah, right, yeah, I can hear him, but, yeah, right, he's got that New York thing, yeah, right. Anyway. You know what? It is 12:02 Boulevard Watch Time, NBC Studios, 12:02 and 53 seconds, 54, 55, anyway. Do you have, what's the deal? You got to work, are you going to be around tomorrow?
I have to go to work at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, and I work until midnight.
Oh, bummer. Well, you can tomorrow show, 8 o'clock, so.
I have Friday nights and Saturday nights off.
All right. Well, we'll just listen in on tomorrow. So I was going to do the whole crop circle thing, but then I was talking with Kathy and we realized I was nowhere near ready for it. So we moved that out to the end of the month. So we'll do, we'll just do kind of a general call in show for anybody that wants to, I'll kind of let it go between psychic readings and mediumship, but, you know, we did good. We definitely got the word out there that we didn't have psychic stuff tonight, and we didn't get a win.
Right.
That was the best. Yeah. So, yes, we're not talking to dead people. Dead people. They want to come through. Dead people. They want your soul, man. They want to work with it. They want your soul, man.
I love the question about, can I pick which one comes through?
Yeah, it was like, here at Souls Are Us, yes. Oh, yeah, we're having a special on grandfathers today. Yeah, number 20. Okay, bring them in. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Lots of experience being a grandpa. Yeah, there we go. Is this good enough for you? Yeah, okay. I like that. Can I pick? I'm like going,
can I pick?
I think Spirit's going to have a lot to say about that. I like it. Can I pick, man? Can I pick my read show? Yeah, you can. But it will be the one that comes through. I guarantee you, Spirit's going to frustrate that.
Right.
Yeah, that was cool. Oh, my God. I am definitely wound up like a Swedish watch. Yep,
I can tell.
Swedish watch came in through. Yeah, man, the Swedish. I swear to God, Sweden's in this thing. Do you believe me on this? The Swedish thing, the Swedish king guy.
There's a Swedish thing here.
There's Sweden in this somewhere, and I was getting.
But can I tell you something? Can I tell you something,
well,
John? My grandmother that you picked up last Saturday was Swedish.
Oh my God, you're related to the caller.
Yeah.
No, never mind. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry that you had to come out this way, man. But honestly, I do feel like there was this. There was much more. Now I'm looking at the picture.
Oh, are you?
Of this gal. Are you in chat at all?
No.
Out of chat?
I'm talking to you on my phone, that because in the room that I'm in right now, I have no internet or anything. This is my sacred room. So I'm on my smartphone that you detest.
Okay, I'm just posting that to you. I've still got Facebook up, so just check your chat.
Okay.
And then there will be a link to that. Because this thing, that picture is just amazing. I mean, the way she looked is just. She was saying in private chat to me that this woman was kind of ugly, and I think she's pretty. The way that she looks, but it's like
hold
this
on a second. Let me look at
a look.
It. Okay,
yeah.
Hold on a second.
But I'm sticking to the whole thing with the hair color not being quite right. I think this was embellished.
Really? I'll have you on speakerphone
yeah.
right now.
Because I get it as a lighter color hair, but yeah, go for it.
Okay. And you posted that to my page, or did you send that?
I posted it in Facebook to your chat thing, and here's one other thing, too.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
My job. I'm supposed to help with this. Yeah, it's my job. It's my job. Yeah. Wait a minute. Here's one more.
Troops is filmed on location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
God, I love that.
You crack me
yeah.
up. My phone is not behaving. My phone is not behaving correctly. I think it's because I'm talking to you on it right now. So I'll have to look at it when we get off here.
Yeah, when you look at it, I think you're going to find that this picture is very, it speaks to you. It's very... it's got a lot of soul, and I just have a strong feeling about it. I don't know quite what to make of it. So, yeah, definitely look this over. But I'm getting a kind of a speedish thing with her, but the hair is all wrong. I feel like that's what got painted wasn't what was. We'll put it
really?
That way. Yeah. So,
see,
yeah, I would go
that's
for that.
Why... That's why I was picking up the thing with the artist, that he had other thoughts in his mind when he was painting his painting. So he was actually painting somebody else than the person that was sitting in front of him.
Yeah.
That was the feeling that I was getting.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got the link. So when you get a chance, just, you know, you take a look at it when you get there. And then
okay.
and then see what you think. Because, yeah, I'd like to get your input on it. It's definitely an interesting – the whole royalty thing there, I felt like we were really being tested on that, you know. And but I really feel that there was some elements there that are going to surprise her, that she's going to go, oh, crap, these guys are for real. But yeah,
yeah,
the Swedish thing, and then the whole bit with the mistress thing. I think this was much more complicated than this gal realizes. I think the relationship was much more in depth, and the whole reason the family didn't talk about it, kind of thing, just really disturbed me. You know, that's just stood out like a sore thumb. It was like screaming at me, going, there's more to this. And hiding the book, it just disappears. Why? Why would the book just disappear? What's going on with this? You know, it's what do they got to hide? So
right.
It feels like somebody just doesn't want this out there. And she's being led by a spirit to the right places. I have a feeling that, like what you wrote, you keyed in on, the book will turn up.
Yeah.
I think it will turn up. So they just have to keep looking. So.
I was seeing this locked box, this small locked box that has stuff in it that pertains to this.
Yeah, I just feel like it's somebody wouldn't just throw it away. You know, it's definitely there's more to it, but
right.
I just don't know what to think. You know, so well, hey.
Well, I will look at the picture and then I'll email you after I look at it.
Okay. I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and call it a night then. I'm going to go down and, you know, and wind myself down because I want to go surf and do it. Well, first I want to drink beer. You know, I want to drink beer with Jimmy Dean, you know, the guy. And then it goes surfing. And then
the
like,
surfer,
you know,
dude.
Totally. I was a windsurfer. I actually was a windsurfer, man. It was cool.
You were
know,
you?
But, I have a, oh, yeah. I was out of control on the Sacramento River going about a billion miles an hour, and I like get launched off the. I'd get launched off by the winds were so powerful. I'd get launched off the board. I'd get up, like, cool, cool. Let's do it again.
Somehow that
so,
does
yeah.
not surprise me.
Yeah, well, I'm a little older now. I think it would hurt a lot more. So I'll just be going. I'll go a little slower. Let me. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm just doing mediumship here. Like, can you give me some wind here? Yeah, thanks, son. Oh, 2 miles an hour, yeah. No, I used to hang off. I had my harness and I'd hang out. I'd flip my hair. I'd dip down and get my hair in the water, and we'd be going. I'd be surfing Folsom Lake, and it was just insane. So yeah, I'll see if I could dig up a picture of me in my wetsuit. I was such a stud, man.
I'm sure you were.
I was so steadily in my outfit, and I had everything, and it was great. And then look what happened.
No. You still are a stud.
Time. What happened? Where did y'all go? What happened to me, Matt? I woke up and everything hurt. Actually, you know what? This coconut oil I'm on is, I don't have arthritis anymore. I smell like the coconut. That's great. Everybody's walking around going, what's up? No, you weren't a perfect. No, I'm drinking coconut oil. Totally. It's like, I'm having that in a smoothie. I'm starting to talk like a Democrat, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. help me. Oh, no, what have I said? No. Anyway. All right. I'm going to let you go. I got to get off before I really say something dumb. So I'm going to go away now. Big hug and big smooches to you, okay?
Big hug and big smooches to you, too.
Big smooches and to our listeners who are on SoulStream. It's like I've got one last thing to say. You know, tune in tomorrow and don't go away, man. Just tune in tomorrow, okay? So we love you guys. Anyway, come on back to this. It's so calm. One last thing. I've got a message from my friend in Texas who says that she has the Broken Tree Ranch. Wrong! This is my Broken Tree Ranch, and by God, we are real country people here. There we go. Anyway.
I'm having a good time. All
right. I am too. Okay. Love you.
All right. I love you too.
Right soon. Okay. Love you. Love you back. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So we will see you soon, my dear. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, anytime, John. Anytime. The 13th. Okay.
Okay. Right. 13th.
I'll talk
Saturday
to you
13th.
Soon.
Saturday the 13th.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Saturday the 13th.
All right. We got it. Mission parameters accepted. Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, really? Goodbye? Okay. Oh, she's done. All right, this is SoulStream. We have had one hell of a kick-ass show, and a lot of fun, a lot of teasing, a lot of humor. I have had the time of my life. This is the best show in forever. So we are going to be on tomorrow, 8 o'clock Pacific, going to be kind of a general call-in show. Got lots going on. Big month ahead. We've gone to, just so folks know, we're doing every other week, we're doing EVP. Readings. Then after that, we do the mediumship, and we're going to do the tag team show because we had such fun. And we'll be back to our Sunday night interview show. So that's going to start up not tomorrow, but the week after. We're going to have some guests on, great people, good friends of mine are going to be out. So this is SoulStream. We're going to sign off and see you guys tomorrow. God bless, and thanks a lot for coming in. We had a great time tonight. See you later.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
This is our Broken Tree Ranch. Ha, 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 ha.
Was wrapped up.